Yeah, the Elon Musk. So, yeah, sure. So Elon called me. As you know, he endorsed me full-throated. Full-throated.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, August 12th, 2024. Welcome to day 1301. Donald Trump's presidential campaign was hacked. The scope of the information obtained is unclear. But on July 22nd, Politico started receiving emails from an anonymous sender who called himself Robert and used an AOL email account. Robert offered internal communications from a senior Trump campaign official, including a copy of the 271-page vetting document related to J.D. Vance. Two people familiar with the document confirmed it was authentic. The campaign blamed foreign sources hostile to the United States, citing last week's Microsoft report that Iranian hackers sent a spear phishing email in June to a high-ranking official on a presidential campaign. Microsoft, however, did not publicly identify the campaign or confirm whether it believed the hack had been successful. Separately, reports emerged last month that the U.S. intelligence community obtained evidence suggesting Iran was planning to assassinate Trump in retaliation for his decision to order the airstrike killing Iranian military officer Qasem Soleimani in 2020. However, there is no indication that Thomas Matthew Crooks was connected to the plot. Meanwhile, U.S. intelligence warned that it is increasingly likely that Iran will attack Israel this week in response to the Israeli airstrikes against Beirut and Tehran. In Beirut, Israel killed Hezbollah's most senior military commander, and in Tehran, they killed a senior Hamas leader. The Pentagon ordered additional missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers into the region, as well as additional land-based missile defense units and another fighter squadron, which will join a carrier strike group and other warships in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The U.S. said the deployment was to deter aggression by Iran and Hezbollah. Moving on, J.D. Vance defended his previous comments that women without children are a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable. He also tried to play off other comments that people with children should get extra votes as just a thought experiment, and he claimed our country has become anti-family and floated the idea of mass deportation plans that start with 1 million people. Vance also claimed that Trump, despite dining with noted white supremacist Nick Fuentes, couldn't be racist because he spent quality time with JD's Indian-American wife Usha and called her beautiful. At the same time, Fuentes last month questioned Vance's marriage during a podcast and wondered what kind of a man marries somebody named Usha. Clearly, he doesn't value his racial identity, his heritage. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance skipped the vote on a bipartisan bill earlier this year to expand the child tax credit, which was blocked by Senate Republicans. In related news, Trump is reportedly mad that Kamala Harris has surpassed him in multiple polls and is unhappy with the number of people who have been attending Harris and Tim Walz's campaign events since she replaced Biden as the Democratic nominee for president. Trump has repeatedly referred to Harris in private as a bitch due to her campaign's control of the news cycle in the 3 weeks after Biden dropped out. And he also falsely accused Harris of using AI to fabricate images of the crowd size at a Michigan rally, claiming that the people at the airport hangar didn't exist and that nobody was there. The Harris campaign denied that the photo was manipulated, and both press photos and videos from the event disprove Trump's claim. In a separate news conference, Trump claimed the crowd during his January 6, 2021 Stop the Steal rally was bigger than Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1963 I Have a Dream speech at the National Mall, which drew roughly 260,000 people. Meanwhile, Celine Dion denounced Trump and Vance for using one of her songs, My Heart Will Go On, at their rally in Montana, the iconic song made famous by a movie about a sinking ship where most passengers died. The singer's management team said Dion did not authorize or endorse the song's usage, adding, "And really, that song?" Further, Trump had an aide text one of his wealthiest patrons and the funder of Super PAC Preserve America to complain that people in charge of the group were rhinos or Republicans in name only. Aides are reportedly worried that Miriam Adelson will scale back her donations as a result, and one top Republican said Trump is struggling to get past his anger. And finally, Trump suggested that he's open to banning access to abortion pills through federal regulations. He was asked whether he'd direct his FDA to revoke access to mifepristone, and he replied, "Sure, you could. You could do things that would supplement, absolutely." He continued, "But you have to be able to have a vote, and all I want to do is give everybody a vote." And when he was asked how he'll vote on a proposed Florida state constitutional amendment overturning the state's 6-week abortion ban, Trump replied, "I'm going to announce that. I'm actually going to have a press conference on that at some point in the near future, so I don't want to tell you now." Shortly after, J.D. Vance tried to walk back Trump's comments, saying, "Well, no, what the president has said very clearly is that abortion policy should be made by the states, right? You, of course, want to make sure that any medicine is safe and it's prescribed in the right way, and so forth." Separately, Trump argued that abortion is no longer a big factor in elections and said he believes it will end up being a very small issue in this year's election. A recent poll, however, found 61% of Americans believe their state should allow a person to obtain an abortion if they don't want to be pregnant for any reason, up from 49% in June of 2021, just a year before the Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right to an abortion. At the same time, a new report shows the number of women getting abortions in the United States went up in the first 3 months of 2024 compared with before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The number of abortions fell to nearly zero in states that have a near total ban on abortion and declined by about half in places that banned it after 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.